T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Bob Rathman, one of the great voices of the Hawks, of course, Bally Sports. His take and what he sees as we welcome him into the program live on the WadeFord.com hotline. Wade Ford is Atlanta's Ford dealer. Hey, Bob.
Bob.
Good morning, guys. How are you all?
Bob, I'm still in shock and awe. Bob, have you ever seen anything like the Hawks comebacks that they've had? And if you have, where does it rank among the significant victories that in Hawks history?
No, we've never seen anything like this. I don't think we've seen it in Atlanta sports. For a playoff game, to do that on the road, I mean, it was incredible. And I think we got them on the run, guys. I really do. Every game I go in thinking, how are we going to do this? Because Philadelphia's length defensively is a problem. There's no two ways about it. But there's something different about this Hawks team. They just have a positive expectation that if they stay with it for 48 minutes, they are going to be fine. And that's so unlike teams in our past. We always have the, oh my, the sky is falling mentality. And I think this is helping change the fan base, actually. The crowds that I saw in the first two games against Philadelphia here came to the arena with positive expectations. Things weren't going well early, and they didn't get upset. They didn't, you know, they didn't boo. They were just waiting for something good to happen. And when it did, they went nuts. And I think we'll have that same type of crowd tonight, as opposed to what our brethren in Philadelphia are going through right now. I mean, Sports Talk Radio in Philly, they're ready to kill everybody. So it's just a different vibe, a different way of thinking. Old Hawks fan thinking and old Hawks thinking was, well, we better win game 6 because there's no way we'll win game 7 on the road. These guys don't think like that. They are ready, and I think Trey is the embodiment of all that. He's got the chip on his shoulder. He's saying, okay, we're the underdog. Let's go. I think it's great, and it's refreshing.
Bob Rathman, voice of the Hawks on Bally Sports, joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. I keep trying to put this in perspective and explaining this to people because I think the national media is missing something here. The Hawks are 7-3 in the playoffs. They've won 4 games on the road. They've come from behind back-to-back 18 points. They've been spit on. They've been cursed at. They've been shoved. They've been – everything is gone. And look, and I don't mean this in any disrespect to anybody else here, Bob. They're not playing in Denver and Portland. They're playing in New York and Philadelphia. And they have taken the brunt of the two toughest cities in America to play at. And they won 4 games being spat on and shoved and screamed at. And yet they've never backed down. That says that this team – so I think it's even deeper than what you're talking about. I think this team has something inside of it that is just – they got some street cred, in my opinion. Serious.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. And the fact that they just – carry themselves with this inner confidence that no one else seems to have. They don't get flustered. They don't get rattled. They just wait for somebody to get hot, and it's a good thing. And we're seeing the fruits of their feelings. The dogs are hungry here. We're feeling.
You got to have those dogs are going to eat tonight too.
A new ball. Yeah, I think they're Philly fans actually. How'd they get in this house? But they're just feeling better about themselves like no other Hawks team has in the past.
So, Bob, to you, how important is it for us to close this game out tonight?
How important is what, Hugh? I'm sorry.
He said, even though the Hawks, we wanted that two wins, they had these two wins, how important is it for them to close this series out tonight?
Well, I think it's crucial. I think it's absolutely crucial that we just got to get somebody hot tonight in the overall. I think that's the big thing. I think one of the big keys to tonight's game is going to be our ability to hit some shots early. Basketball tells you, you just cannot get down 18-20 every night. Mm. We've got to come out and get some shots early.
We're talking to Bob Rathbun, who's got a dog who's chasing a squirrel or something. I have no idea, but it's kind of fun. I mean, Philadelphia is barking at each other, so I think it's kind of appropriate here because they're pointing fingers. Joel Embiid's not talking to the media. Ben Simmons is out here being, WIP was merciless on Simmons. They're posting wanted pictures and, missing persons with Ben Simmons. Doc is defensive. You're in these guys' heads. That's why I'm thinking if you can get out here tonight, and I just said, Bob, if you can get up 15 early in the third quarter or something and get on a little run, you may just put them away mentally. I mean, they may just, they'll have nothing to lean on except to just, start following you like crazy and trying to tackle you and sending you to the foul line nonstop.
There is no doubt. I look at the way they've played the fourth quarters of these games. I mean, they are a little fragile. And even a guy as great as Embiid, his fourth quarter numbers in the playoffs are atrocious. He's shooting 40%. He hasn't hit a three. He's a minus on the floor. And I think you're exactly right. I think they're in a mental state that something bad happens, they might just collapse.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. We're talking about Game 6 tonight with the Hawks and the Sixers on Sports Radio 92 on the game. Bob Rathbun of Bally's talking to us about the team and about what he expects here. Hey, Bob, I'm kind of curious from your standpoint. I'm loathe to ask this because I don't want to be that guy to jump ahead here, but you saw Milwaukee take out Brooklyn last night. Is there a preference to you as to, should the Hawks win, who you'd rather face between Milwaukee and Brooklyn?
Oh, I'd rather face Brooklyn. With a wounded Harden and a wounded Kyrie Irving, I don't think there's any question which team I'd rather see. Milwaukee's got shooters. And, we've had problems with Milwaukee. Going up against Bud has been tough. But I think we'd have an excellent chance against Brooklyn. We've already hung 140 on them during the regular season, and I think it would be an up-and-down shootout. They're not a particularly great defensive team, and I think the Hawks would have a much easier time scoring than they are against the Philadelphia 76ers, no doubt about it.
Bob Rathbun jumping into the program, talking Hawks and 76ers here. Has Trae Young started to get, in your opinion, Hugh and I were talking about no all-NBA team for 1, 2, or 3, no all-star team. Boy, that really looks really bad in the NBA now, doesn't it?
Especially with the game. Yeah, Ben Simmons here is an all-star and Trae's not.
Right, yeah, exactly. Is he finally starting to – people are finally starting to say, oh, okay, all right. I mean, are you getting a sense that he's elevated that it, well, and sometimes it takes this for people to say, oh, okay, Duke can play.
And I think the big thing about it is winning. That's the key. He's playing this way and he's leading his team to wins. That to me is the big thing. That's what the playoffs do for you. He's tougher, guys, I think, than 95% of the players in the NBA. At his size, to do what he's doing, what was the, after game one, when they lit him up in the first half, what were we hearing? We were hearing, Ben Simmons, the great defender, is just going to lock down Trae. His size will just overwhelm Trae. Well, how's that working out?
Not so good.
They can't even keep Ben Simmons on the floor in the fourth quarter because of his foul shooting and his inability to stop Trae. Trae had 39 two nights ago. So I think it is two things, John. I think it's not only the productivity, but it's the fact that he's leading the Hawks to victories at crucial times, like you talked about, on the road in these tough environments. That's what's garnering Trae the attention that he is so deserving. I think he's been phenomenal in these playoffs. If you had to pick one breakout star of these playoffs, I think it'd have to be Trae Young.
I agree. All right, Bob, totally we look forward to game six tonight. Thanks for taking a few minutes, and go feed your dog, dude.
Yeah, well, they were a little hungry, so take care of that. You know, you guys get hangry, right?
Yeah, definitely get hangry. Yeah, okay. and probably act like the dogs are acting. So, yeah, I totally understand that.
I'm sorry about that, but
they'll
be better
behaved
next time.
No, not a problem.
All right, thanks, Bob. Do appreciate it.
Okay, guys. See you all tonight.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.